our little Rosie on the House broadcast for the day. We hope in some way in the last 3 hours we lifted your spirits, melted away your fear, your anxiety, and the stress that you're carrying in your heart, your head, in your neck, on your shoulders. Just let it melt away, okay? Just remember this. With the right frame of mind, the darker it seems to get, the brighter we can all shine. All right? So let's take that as a personal challenge for the following week. Let's see how bright we each and individually can shine on our family, our work associates, our peers, and our neighbor. Let's shine. All right? We had a call. Miss Kathleen was on hold, couldn't hold any longer. Wanted to know, where can I get green rock for my yard in Mesa? Miss Kathleen, I would ask you to call our Rosie Certified Landscaping Expert in the East Valley, CYC Landscaping. Ask for Mark. The number is 480-539-2597. CYC Landscaping, operating out of Mesa. Rosie Certified. They've been a partner, I'm going to say, for about 10 years now, and they've been a fabulous partner. We get rave reviews about all of the work they do. They will have an inside line on where to get green rock. She says she wants it for the whole subdivision. So there's going to be a lot of green rock going out to Mesa. Call Mark at CYC Landscaping. At the end of this show, real quick, from my entire staff here in the broadcast studio, Carol Grace, Sweet Jennifer, Gary D., Romy, what are y'all's takeaways for today? What do you want the Arizona homeowners to remember about today's broadcast?
Well, we hit and exceeded our mark for calendar requests.
Okay.
And it's been so fun to see them pour in from first-time listeners, from people who have just moved here. So a very special welcome to those of you who have just come in.
And there's a few that texted the KTR station asking, so we got to... But didn't add put them, their
add
address.
Them to the list.
I promise
so
I see you. You will not be calendarless.
Oh, that's great.
If you've entered awesome. To win a calendar, make sure that you keep an eye on your phone or email on Tuesday. I'll be contacting you if you won those Valley Forge flags.
Well, and from the call screener booth here, I really didn't hear much of the show.
Yeah, you always have an interesting perspective of the broadcast.
Well, we had so many nice callers, and as along with Carol, new people for just tuning in and just finding us, all the way to people who've listened for a long time and enjoy the upbeat, drama-free show. So welcome, everybody, and thanks for the calls today.
Drama-free, and we like to say trauma-free.
That too.
Right? Gary D., what's your takeaway for today's broadcast, my friend?
That the ghost gum tree, which is a form of eucalyptus.
I had
a follow up just in case. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're
going to
edit that out, and I'm going
to
go with.
Give me time to think of something.
Okay, wait. No, you're going to keep that. Don't burn your Christmas tree in the fireplace. Come on. All right, Romy, so what's yours?
It was hilarious how many people from across the country Googled, can I burn my Christmas tree in the fireplace? And I heard from remodeling contractors that I know personally, whose wives were Googling that while they were cutting the limbs off their tree and stuffing it in the fireplace. The wives had the good sense of Googling it. Can these be burned? And it was our article that was being spread into all their homes, saving them from burning their house down. Romy, what's your takeaway for today, my friend?
You know, that
calls
that
are still coming. You're still answering the phone.
On that ghost gum tree, the fact that there is something that will go from 8 feet to 30 feet in 5 years. You know, everyone asks for fast-growing trees, and I don't know that I've seen anything. A mesquite can probably. They may not. They won't get to that kind of height. They will bush out and get very, because in the wild they are kind of bushy, shrubbery type tree, but something that grows straight, vertical, that'll go from 8 feet to 30 feet in 5 years. That ghost gum acacia, no, not acacia, eucalyptus, the ghost gum eucalyptus. Was it eucalyptus?
It was.
Ghost gum eucalyptus.
Yeah, form of one of the many eucalyptus trees.
That's the one that's going to jump out at you, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Less litter trees.
We have the property south of us, I've been telling everyone, I'm like, guys, we need to plant a row of trees because eventually somebody's going to buy and develop that property, and we don't want to be looking at the house.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, no, it's going to tear up our mountain view. Well, a 40-yard dumpster got placed on it last week, and they're all, why didn't we plant these trees earlier? Tall vertical ghost gums, I'm going to look at.
Like we learned from John J. Harper years ago, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. My takeaway for today is just welcoming all the new Arizona homeowners. 230 people a day moved into just Maricopa County. We'd like to throw out a great big welcome mat to you all. And we hope your neighbor notifies you and gives you alert to make sure you tune in to Rosie on the House. We've been doing a homeowner call-in question and answer show about home improvement, home remodeling for 32 years. We've been the number one radio talk show on the weekend in Arizona for 32 years. We're here for you, we're free, and we are an encyclopedia for Arizona homeownership. For you, the Arizona homeowner, who we try every day of the year to earn the right to be called your best friend. Come on in and join us next Saturday morning, 8 to 11, right here at my house, Rosie on the House. This week, shine bright, everybody. Shine bright.